It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. The New York State Senate had never rejected a governor's pick for the state's top court until this past week.
The total is 2 in favor, 10 opposed, and 7 without recommendation. The nomination is lost.
That was Brad Hoylman-Siegel, the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee. That committee vote tanked Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul's nomination of Hector LaSalle for chief judge of the Court of Appeals. Or did it? The governor and LaSalle's allies still aren't ruling out a lawsuit to try to force a full Senate vote. WNYC's John Campbell joins us to discuss the chaos that might cause in Albany. Hey, John.
Hi, David.
So we just heard the result of the vote there. 10 Democrats voted against the Democratic governor's nominee. And John, this was a historic defeat for the governor just weeks after Hochul was elected to this term. And the term just kicked off. How did this happen?
It's just a fundamental disagreement about the direction of the Court of Appeals. There's a strong faction of the Democratic Party that has been really upset by the direction of the state's top court in recent years. It kind of hit an apex last year when the court threw out a set of Democrat-drawn congressional maps, a decision that ultimately may have helped Republicans pick up seats in last year's battle for the House majority. So Senate Democrats, they turned down Hochul's pick on Wednesday. His name, as you said, Hector LaSalle. He's a top judge in the state appellate division. He would have made history as the first Latino to serve as chief judge, but really what it came down to was Senate Democrats didn't think he was progressive enough. They raised concern about a number of cases in his record that includes a case where LaSalle signed on to a decision that allowed Cablevision to continue with this defamation lawsuit against a pair of union leaders. And that's because the company claimed the union leaders were acting in their personal capacity and the union claimed they were on official business, which would have afforded them more protections.
Well, we know Governor Hochul believes the Constitution requires a full Senate vote. But will she ultimately sue? John, we talked about this last week. A Democratic governor suing a Democratic Senate would be pretty remarkable.
Yeah, absolutely. And so far, the governor is standing behind her pick. She's not ruling out a lawsuit. And here's what she had to say about it after an event in East Harlem on Thursday.
I thought he did an extraordinary job. And we're certainly looking at all of our options.
Now, Hector LaSalle's allies, they're pushing for a lawsuit, too. Among them are former Chief Judge Jonathan Lippmann. He's been making the case that the full Senate, not just the Judiciary Committee, has to vote. But the whole idea really is kind of puzzling to some of Hochul's fellow Democrats. A lawsuit at this point, so many senators have publicly opposed LaSalle that there's not really much of a path for his nomination to pass, even if he does get a full Senate vote.
Well, Governor Hochul is going to be unveiling her budget proposal by February 1st, and she's going to have to work with the legislature to get it done. So what effect would a lawsuit have on their working relationship?
Well, it certainly wouldn't help. I mean, the state budget is the biggest thing that Hochul and the legislature work on each year. It includes a couple $100 billion of spending and dozens of new laws that require hours and hours of negotiation behind the scenes, and it's really hard to imagine that a lawsuit wouldn't complicate those negotiations. But like we said, the Senate has never turned down a governor's Court of Appeals nomination before, so we're in uncharted territory. It's possible somebody else, maybe even Senate Republicans, could sue. Listen to what happened at the end of the Judiciary Committee meeting on Wednesday.
I'd make a motion to move the nomination to the floor of the Senate by a vote of
the meeting
full
is adjourned.
Senate.
Thank you very much.
Chairman, in accordance with Section 2.
That was Long Island Senator Anthony Palumbo. He's the ranking Republican on the committee. He tried to make a motion for a full Senate vote, but Hoylman-Siegel, the committee chair, gaveled out. So there's this school of thought that perhaps Republicans could make the case that they were denied their right to a full vote. And I asked Palumbo about that possibility, and he said, quote, "It's something I think we would explore."
WNYC's Albany reporter John Campbell, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.